Stevia, known worldwide as a natural sweetener, comes from plants that are grown in tropical and subtropical regions of the world. The leaves of the popular plant are sweet and ideal for people conscious of their sugar and carbohydrate intake. With zero calories, the plant is being recognized as a great replacement for sugar and other sweeteners. A.J. Chandran is Global Marketing Director of Pure Circle, the world's leading producer and marketer of stevia products. He said Africa is a critical part of their mission of mainstreaming the plant as the next natural sweetener, and they are working with about 1,500 farmers in Kenya to grow it.
We work very closely with the farmers because we think it's integral and it's important that they are successful as they grow this new crop. And we have in place close to 140 technicians who are actually working with the farmers very closely on a daily basis to make sure that they have the right tools, have the right expertise and information to grow stevia in a successful manner.
Chandran said his company provides farmers with a contract prior to the growing period so they know the price they will earn for the stevia at the end of the season.
We have also provided close to $1 million worth of microfinancing to farmers in Africa because we understand that as you start a new crop, the African farmers are looking for additional support from a financial standpoint.
The stevia producing company also works with farmers to adopt practices that are carbon and water friendly.
The other thing that we do is we teach them practices on how to reduce water consumption. Most of stevia is rain fed, so it doesn't require any great amount of irrigation from lakes and other water outlets. But even so, as water is brought in to the fields, we are able to show them how they can conserve water without really having it go into waste.
While stevia provides a higher yield per hectare than other comparable crops, farmers are also taught to grow the crop on only a third of their land, so local food security issues are not brought into question. Chandran explained that Kenyan farmers have responded positively to the introduction of growing the new high-yielding export. He said the guarantee of income at the end of the season allows them to continue to invest and grow the natural sweetener successfully.
Stevia is not a crop that is grown one season and then you uproot it and plant something else the next season. Sometimes it takes a little more dedication. We have had dedicated farmers who have partnered with us, close to around 1,500 farmers in 2012. We expect that number to grow up to close to around 4,000 farmers. This all started from almost nothing in 2008.
The supply chain for stevia extends from countries around the world that include Kenya, Paraguay, China, and Malaysia. In Kenya, Chandran said they will continue to have the farmers use organic fertilizers to reduce carbons. And with Kenya's great climate for growing the natural sweetener, Pure Circle is looking to add more stevia farms. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.